section Agendas and Identity.
After reminiscing about 20 years of writing about expanding numbers of aliens and UFOs, Richard Dolan felt it was a good time to bravely step forward and speak from speculation in addition to facts. Given the evidence that aliens increase their presence on Earth, Richard Dolan addresses what the aliens want and their identity in the alien agendas. These questions become two of the most important to ponder because aliens, like it or not, either by their actions or by our reactions to them, establish themselves as a major evolutionary force on ancient, pre-modern, and modern Earth. After preparing two innovative lectures about human evolution into an age of transhumanism, artificial intelligence, and possible alien agendas, prolific author Dolan decided to write The Alien Agendas. Dolan indulged himself in extensive research on the most realistic alien encounters to support his theories. Accounts of UFOs that include physical or electronic evidence, multiple witnesses, and government records that have been declassified offer the best raw data to validate spacecraft's existence. Cases of alien contact, including abductions, seem to be intentionally muddled by the aliens from the start. The abductees usually experience trauma, their bodies often become paralyzed, and their memories selectively erased to the point where hypnotic regression becomes the best way to get at what happened. Wholly overmatched is how Dolan describes the human-alien interaction in which the aliens display capabilities for cognitive management, the powers of their amazing technology, and vastly superior intellect. Controlling our memories and emotions seems straightforward for them. They reign as the ultimate experts at stealth. Selectively impairing or erasing abductees' memories does not facilitate easy and fluid recall of the event. Abductees who would prefer to forget the incident altogether or want to label it as a dream or a result of their vivid imagination do not help investigation either. Although the total amount of information doctors and therapists gleaned from encounters shows anticipated variation, as it should, Dolan encountered an undeniably broad similarity and consistency in abductions. We net out and sift through important details about the nature of aliens, their actions concerning humans, their abilities, and their craft, and their agendas. Reported cases number well into the thousands, and millions of people may have been abducted so far. Dolan makes it clear that refuting the presence of an alien craft on Earth is much more difficult now with released military videos of UFOs demonstrating unheard-of maneuvers that scream aliens. Either the craft represents aliens or alien technology that has been reverse-engineered. Either way, it is evidence of an alien presence. Dolan focused on human-alien interaction cases that clothe themselves with validity and rich amounts of information to formulate his likely agendas and describe alien populations, tackling one of the most important and most vexing phenomena of modern times. Dolan makes it clear that his speculation is in no way the same as imagination. Instead of telling stories, his approach develops hypotheses and tests them, the good old scientific method. The presence and influence of aliens cannot be fully understood without considering our current trajectory as a species. Understanding the aliens means understanding ourselves. During his 25-year indulgence in all things UFO and alien, Dolan's early questions revolved around the influence of perceived aliens as becoming a legitimate part of human history. Now, he realizes the study of UFOs and aliens is history and becomes integral to our likely or surprisingly unlikely futures. A fresh look at our origins. Were we enhanced? Dolan suggests that truth to any ancient alien hypothesis would have a great bearing on possible agendas. Dolan cites the work of Dr. Colleen Clements, a former professor at the Rochester Institute of Technology and the University of Rochester. Clements authored two books regarding ET ancient visitation and that humans are hybrids with aliens. She thinks the main enhancement in our evolution occurred about 40,000 years ago. She cites both mythological and